live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KFUA News time is 8:25. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us USD 253 Emporia Community Relations Director Lindell Landgren on the KFUA Sutherland studio line here this morning.
Lindell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, well, we want to start things off with the USD 253 news before we dip into our specific topics with Lindell today.
Sure.
But don't forget the free summer meals program. Summer meals programs begin today in Emporia, and we'll go until July 29th. It is a drive-through pickup at both Riverside Elementary and William Allen White from 11:30 until 1. You pick up your lunch and breakfast for tomorrow morning. So that drive-through summer meals program begins today and goes through July 29th.
It's a good program.
There
to
we
have.
Go. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
No
great program.
Lindell, go ahead and comment on that if you don't mind, Lindell. Then we'll talk into our task at hand here, which is the enrollment study.
Yeah, absolutely. Our meal program starts today. Hopefully, it won't be raining during those time frames that you can get a meal and be dry at the same time.
Would be good.
But hopefully, like I said, we have a lot of students take advantage of that. I know our food service teams, put together a great opportunity, like I said, to be able to get today's lunch, tomorrow's breakfast, all in one pickup. And so we definitely encourage you to get out and to take advantage of that opportunity. And that's for all students, clear up to 18 years old, so birth to 18. So anybody that is hungry for lunch today, why definitely stop at one of those two locations and get some meals for lunch today and breakfast tomorrow.
Nice program. Thanks to USD 253. Well, Lindell, let's talk about the enrollment study. Plenty to get to this morning. First, let's lead off with what led to the enrollment study.
Right. So over the course of the last several months, or actually since about January of 21, we've been going through the process of right-sizing the district, and that's with staffing and efficiencies and going through all of those different things to right-size the district. And what we've noticed during that time is there's been a decline in enrollment over the course of the last several years. And that's for a variety of reasons. But one of the main factors that there's that decline in our enrollment is the decline in birth rates across the United States, and specifically here in Lyon County. So that birth rate is decreasing, which is decreasing our enrollment over the course of, like I said, the last few years. There's some other attributing factors as well, but that main factor is that decrease in birth rate. There are students, through COVID and that sort of thing, a few students are homeschooled, virtual schools, those kinds of things, went to some other districts. But going through that process to right-size the district, and that enrollment study is all a part of that.
Lindell, this may seem like a very obvious question, but why is the declining enrollment overall, and especially with the students coming into the district, why is that a concern?
Well, we want to make sure that we have services, space, buildings, all those things for our students, and we want to be able to serve those students. We're going through our bond projects right now, and we, have the support of the community when they voted to pass that $78 million bond. And so we want to make sure that we're utilizing those resources and make sure that we have the space that we need and make sure that we're able to serve the students in 253.
Again, talking with Lindell Landgren here this morning, KVOE Live and Local. Lindell is the USD 253 Community Relations Director. Well, you mentioned, declining enrollments. What adjustments has USD 253 had to make, Lindell, to, I guess, compensate for the lack of numbers in students?
Well, we're just making sure that we have the right class sizes and we have the right staffing to be able to serve those students, and whether we need additional classes at one school but not at another school. And so just making sure that, like I said, we have the right staff and the right space for those students that we have at each of our buildings. And so, you know, going through that process and working with our principals and that sort of thing to make sure that we're set and ready for the students that we have.
I'm going to ask, does that involve maybe attrition, which is the general term for retirements and teachers, staffers leaving the district in order to maybe bring numbers down, or would that also involve maybe something a little bit more severe like layoffs?
No, through attrition. You know, we celebrated a few weeks ago our end of the year, our staff recognition retirement. We had 31 of our staff members that we were able to celebrate who are retiring, and that's classified and certified staff. So, through that national attrition, we've been able to make those adjustments as needed through that process.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what's, I guess, immediately ahead, and it sounds like you have a number of upcoming building tours here that are part of the study process.
Right. Next week, on Monday and Tuesday, the Enrollment Study Committee that was formed here a few weeks ago will be visiting three of our elementary schools. So they'll be going through William Allen White, Village, and Timmerman. Those are the three that they'll be going through. The others have construction going on in those buildings, or, of course, Timmerman and Riverside have that same blueprint, and so they'll just be going through those three. But we'll be talking about all of the buildings as we go through those buildings with that enrollment study committee, and letting that group see the facilities, see what we have, see what kind of shape everything is in, and kind of being able to tell and exactly what those look like. Some of the study committee may have not been in some of those buildings for a while, or some of them may have students in there right now. But it's kind of giving everybody that opportunity to go through those schools and to see exactly what those buildings are like.
Well, and you made some dynamic progress on the work that's being done to many of the buildings here, USD 253, with the bond process being put to good use. And do you have a ribbon cutting coming up pretty soon here?
We do, actually. Yeah. Thank you for thinking about that. On June 22nd, we will be doing the ribbon cutting for the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, and that will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The public, the community is invited to attend that. We're going to be serving hot dogs and having some refreshments. There'll be a short presentation, then we'll be able to eat, and then once everybody's done eating, you'll be able to have the opportunity to go through and tour. It's a self-guided tour through the Jones Early Childhood Center, and I just can't emphasize what an incredible facility that is. We were able to go through last week as we were kind of making some plans for our ribbon cutting on the 22nd, and that is just a phenomenal facility. So if you've been driving by it and you've seen it going up or seen that construction, this is the opportunity that we will showcase that school to the community, to our staff. Anybody who's interested in seeing what that center is going to look like needs to come out on June 22nd, and that's going to be at 3 o'clock, and it'll be right out in front of the building. Like I said, we'll have some opening speakers just briefly, and then we'll do the ribbon cutting, serve some hot dogs, and then take a tour of that facility.
That's exciting. That's what that
good
is
stuff.
Right there, the Jones Early Childhood Development Center. I do have a piece of good news for you, Lindell, here this morning.
What's that?
Would you like to hear some good news?
Absolutely. Hopefully it's not going to rain that day.
That's Chuck's department. But,
oh, boy. I'll see what I can do about that.
But I was chatting with Heather Elward. Heather is the director of the Women's Life Center at Newman Regional Health, and she's telling me that births are up this year. In fact, they had 34, I think, in April, which is well above the norm. So we might be trending in the right direction there, Lindell.
Absolutely. I'll have to visit with her, make sure we're on the same page, and we're good to go. So actually, yeah, that will help that class of kindergarten class and preschool coming up. So, and they'll have a great place to go learn. So sure. We're excited.
Oh, one more question, Lindell. Once we get past the building tours coming up here over the next couple of weeks, really what's the next steps here in the study, review, and recommendation process?
All right. So on the 22nd, like I said, we're going to do the ribbon cutting. Then immediately following that, Enrollment Study Committee is actually going to meet for their second meeting right there at the Jones Center. So we're excited just to, not only to ribbon cut that, but then also to have a meeting in there and to be able to utilize that space. So they will take the information that they learned from our first study session back in April, and we spent about 2 hours with that group and just provided them a lot of information about the district. And then with the building tours on next week, on the 22nd, like I said, that evening, that will be our second enrollment study committee meeting. They'll have the opportunity to take all that information that they learned at the first meeting, take the information that they learned at the building tours, and form some small groups and start looking at recommendations and what those opportunities are going to be moving forward. And then in October, that group will actually make that recommendation to the Board of Education.
Okay, so the process is underway.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing what the recommendations are. As Lindell said, that will be presented formally to the Board of Education coming up in October. All right, did we get everything touched on here, Lindell?
Yes, I think we did, and I appreciate you mentioning the meals. So, you know, kids get out and get those meals today, and then also join us on the 22nd of June for that ribbon cutting. So lots of things. You know, you think sometimes in the summertime the things slow down a little bit, but definitely not the case. You know, we still have construction going on in many of our buildings and have more construction going on. Middle school will be up next, and Village will be there as well. So lots going on, even though it's summertime.
Yeah, it looks like there's some hefty work being done to a Logan Avenue school right now as we speak, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They're in the middle of construction. You can see a lot of changes each week that you go by there. There's lots of things going on there. So we're excited about the progress being made over there as well. Weather permitting, we'll be able to keep making.
Good deal. Lindell, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck here as the Building for the Future Bond Initiative continues and essentially able to tick another facility off that list with the Jones Early Childhood Development Center. And best of luck here with the enrollment study and the results and recommendations to come out of that.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it. And thanks for sharing those good things that we have going on and giving us that opportunity this morning.
All right. Thanks, Lindell. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Lindell.
Take care.
Yeah, Lindell Langren, who is the USD 253 Community Relations Director, and talking about the USD 253 Enrollment Study ongoing, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget that tomorrow we will be back with our Newsmaker 2 at 8:20, and our focus will wind up being on the Friendship Center. Administrators will be joining us. I believe we'll have Gwen Bernheide and Barb Lowry to discuss the need ongoing for Friendship Meals drivers.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:37.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get